Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Terry Schilling, Executive Director at American Principles Project. And we're going to talk about a very important case that the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear. It involves a baker in Colorado, and I say it's an important case because the bottom line is the freedom of conscience was very, very important to America's founders, and that's the way it was, and that's the way it should be, in our humble opinion. Terry, tell us about Jack Phillips and how he ran afoul of the law because of same-sex marriage.
Right. So in the wake of the gay marriage decision of Obergefell, Jack Phillips is now being prosecuted by the Colorado Human Rights Commission for violating violating their terms of discrimination against a gay couple for refusing to bake their wedding cake for their gay marriage. Now, the problem is that Jack Phillips, the owner of Masterpiece Cake Bakery, is a guy that turns down all types of business when it goes against his conscience. He's turned down cakes for bachelor parties. He's turned down Halloween cakes. You name it. And he views his company as a mission, and it's his work that he does to promote Christianity. And he's a really great guy, and this is a real big affront to our freedom of religion here.
All right. Now, first of all, the same-sex marriage decision came down in June of 2015. And this case definitely predates that decision. So he ran afoul of some of the Colorado officials even before Obergefell became, I don't want to say the law of the land, because I have a feeling that over time, maybe cases even like this will help redefine or at least enshrine the rights of conscience, which should be there because that's what our First Amendment's all about.
Right. Our First Amendment does not give us the right to worship. And I'd argue that the Constitution doesn't give us our rights at all. God gives us our rights. Our Constitution protects those rights that are given to us by God.
That's right.
But the Constitution protects our right to freely exercise our religion. And I would argue, and I feel that our founders would argue as well, that that right extends to operating your business. And if you feel that homosexuality is harmful to humanity and to individual human beings and would not choose to not participate in ceremonies that honor that, you should have the freedom to not participate in that. We've always extended conscience rights to people that are opposed to certain practices or customs in this country, and I don't think we should be making an exception here just because it's part of the LGBT lobby.
Right, but here's my ultimate question. This trouble that he ran afoul of with the law in Colorado actually did begin before the Supreme Court's decision about same-sex marriage, so-called.
Right. So if I'm sorry, I apologize. I got that a little shaky on there.
No, that's right.
But essentially, the only part of that why that matters is because the Constitution protects our rights even when the states try to run afoul of that.
Yeah.
So apparently the Human Rights Commission in Colorado is not protecting his First Amendment right to freely practice religion, regardless of Obergefell. And so we're hoping that the Supreme Court sets a precedent here that just because you disagree with gay marriage and participating in that, that you don't lose your right to practice religion freely in this country.
Yeah, and it really is an amazing thing. Now, by the way, there's differences that different laws or different states have had. For example, there was some T-shirt maker or T-shirt designer, I believe it was out of the state of Kentucky, where the gay lobby or whatever was trying to force him to, make some gay T-shirts against his will. He did not back down, and he was vindicated in the courts. So there's kind of some contradictions here, in this kind of these kinds of cases. Maybe that's why the Supreme Court has agreed to take this up in order to kind of give a definitive ruling.
I think you might be onto something here, because these are cases that are cropping up all across the country. You know, this Jack Phillips isn't the first guy to have this happen to him with a bakery.
Right.
You also had Melissa Klein over in Oregon. Or Washington State.
You're right. Oregon.
It was Oregon.
Yep.
This is happening all across the country. And I think it would be really wise for the Supreme Court to set a precedent across the country and rule in favor of being able to practice your religion freely without coercion by the government to accept the LGBT ideology, which is relatively new, historically speaking. Compared to you know, the history of this country and the history of the world. You know, we do need clarification. And, you know, right now, if you look at the bakeries out there and the different businesses that are out there, these are lifelong businesses, a lot of them, and they're facing fines upwards of $135,000. You know, they're having their businesses, their livelihoods taken away from them simply because their conscience won't allow them to participate and partake in gay weddings. And I think it's just criminal that we're allowing local governments, state governments, even the federal government to go after these types of people. If the Supreme Court rules against us in this, there's going to be a lot of suffering and persecution going on in the near future against people that dissent from gay marriage.
You know, one of the things, too, that the state did against Jack Phillips in particular was they forced or mandated that he and his employees at the Masterpiece Cake Shop, that they go through re-education. You know, in other words, go through some orientation to change their views, basically. And when I first read about that, I thought, wow, that sounds like communist China, not, you know, Christian America, or certainly not the Republican, you know, the constitutional republic that we live in. You know, come on.
Right. Exactly. And here's the thing. They preach tolerance, and they preach, they're not tolerant. They want to force us to accept their ideology. I mean, the thing is, can you imagine if Christians were forcing the re-education of homosexuals and the LGBT community in this country? It never happened. And in fact, the only reason that there has been an LGBT movement is because Christians have been so tolerant of them, and they have not been hateful or discriminatory towards the LGBT community. You know, you don't have an LGBT movement in China. You know, this is a free country, and at our roots, as Americans, we believe in tolerance and living and let live. But this is not tolerance. This is criminalizing people for their viewpoints, criminalizing people for what they believe is best for them and best for their families. And right now we're entering the coercion phase of the LGBT movement, and it's very scary.
Yeah, you're right. It is scary. Okay, so what's the timeline for this? The Supreme Court has now agreed in late June. They made this decision. What happens next?
So we won't hear the results of this case until next June. And they usually wait on these really controversial decisions. They usually wait until the end of the month. So we probably won't know until the end of next June. They'll have proceedings and they'll have the actual case coming up here, I believe, in the next spring is usually when they do the hearings. And they'll be taking amicus briefs and hearing from the public. And so I would encourage all of your listeners to get involved in this process. Make sure that your member of Congress and your senator know that you're concerned about this ruling, and get these guys involved in making sure that the court knows that this is a decision that's going to affect the religious freedom of all Americans for the rest of this nation's history. And it's extremely important, and they need to come down on the right side of it and protect the religious freedom rights of all Americans, including Christians.
And I understand that since this is the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, is this your piece where you quote from Martin Luther about the importance of conscience?
You know, I can't remember.
Okay, because it says, all right, well, here.
I believe it might be.
All right, well, here, I'll quote this from Martin Luther himself. To go against conscience, this is actually from your article. It says, these words, to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. And that came from Martin Luther himself. Here's what he said at the Diet of Worms, where he was basically asked to recant, and he said he couldn't. Unless I am convicted by scripture and plain reason, I do not accept the authority of popes and councils. You know, today we would say the authority of the magistrate, of the Supreme Court, whatever. For they have contradicted each other. My conscience is captive to the word of God. I cannot and will not recant anything, for to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen. You know, those are words from 1517, and yet they have application in 2017, don't they?
No, that's exactly right. And now that you said that, I do remember that part. The thing is that when you try to coerce people, when you try to quote-unquote re-educate them, it doesn't change anything. You can't change someone's conscience. That is that your conscience is between you and God. And when man and government tries to interfere with that conscience, it only hardens hearts and forces it underground. And actually, you know, you look at the Supreme Court and what they did with abortion. They tried to force consensus on the entire country, and it did nothing but divide us further. And so with the LGBT movement trying to punish Christians and to coerce them into participating in these types of ceremonies, they're not doing themselves any favor. In fact, they're doing themselves a lot of harm. They're hardening hearts, and they're not opening people up to seeing what might, you know, they actually be open to. This is a really big issue, and rights of conscience are sacred. They're sacred. Rights of conscience are sacred, and we need to be protecting them at all costs.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny, too, because you see sometimes, and this, forgive me if this seems like a side issue, but sometimes you'll see the left having common cause with radical Islam, but in places where radical Islam has sway, you see homosexuals without due process, accused homosexuals, literally tossed off of buildings to cheering crowds below. You know, in this modern world, this is happening. I'm sure you've seen that kind of thing. How is it that they don't understand, you know, that basically Christians are their friends, not their enemies? And it's before God that we shall stand.
I think they do understand. I think they do understand. Yeah, I think they understand what's going on. I think that they've aligned themselves with Muslims for a short-term political reality, for short-term political ends. They want to align with the Muslims to make the Christians and the religious right and Republicans look bigoted and discriminatory. It can't last. I mean, they know that Muslims have a long-standing history of persecuting homosexuals. I'm shocked, though, that there hasn't been more about this. I think that this is more of an anti-Christian thing, and, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and right now they're willing to make odd bedfellows with each other.
Hmm. All right. Now, let's suppose you had some gay bakers, all right, and they were really good at making cakes, you know, and so forth. And then, you know, somebody came in and said, oh, you know, we would like to have some celebration for our, you know, the ex-gay movement. We're going to have a big, big celebration on the last night of our ex-gay, you know, extravaganza. Would you please bake a cake for us? And the gay baker said, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't agree that anybody can leave that lifestyle, so I'm just going to have to decline. Should they be forced against their conscience to make such a cake?
Absolutely not. They should be free.
I agree.
To go along with their conscience, and I don't think any Christian would advocate that they be forced to go against their conscience in this regards. And that is what you're pointing out right now is the one way street that we're dealing with right now. The tolerance and the coercion that only goes one way. It doesn't go both ways. And we need to get back to that. We need to live and let live, and we need to allow people to run their businesses according to their conscience. It's absurd.
Absolutely. And it gets back to the essence of America. You know, George Washington wrote to the Quakers, to basically after the war, you know, kind of, I could have used your help there, but I respect your conscience. And, you know, you in good conscience couldn't pick up the sword and the musket to defend. So, you know, God bless you and your conscience. But he didn't. He didn't persecute them, and he acknowledged it, and could have used your help there, buddy. But it just shows how the very essence of Americanism is this right of conscience. So thanks so much for being with us, Terry. AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. Is that your website?
Yep, that's right. Thanks so much, Jerry.
Sure. AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. Thanks so much for being with us. Okay, bye-bye now.
Yep.